Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. Our national debt is to our nation like raw sewage, backing up in each of our houses. So when it gets clear up to the ceiling, is it better to raise the ceiling or to begin to pump out the crap? Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Lord, give us enough caffeine to change the things we can. And handfuls of sedatives to understand the mind of a liberal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Because democracy basically means government by the people, of the people, for the people. But the people are retarded. So let us say, government by the retarded, for the retarded, of the retarded.
Oh, that clip just cracks me up. That was that Indian guru guy. I think he died like 30 years ago, but he said democracy in America means that it's a government by the retarded for the retarded.
He was a prophet. No.
By the retarded, for the retarded. I love that clip. It makes me laugh every single time because, you know, it's kind of true. I mean, we are the dumbed down masses. We are the people that, I don't know what our problem is. Anyway, welcome to the show. I just hosted Alex Jones. That was a lot of fun. And you can catch that actually on video later on today. They'll actually put that up on band.video, BANNED.VIDEO. And so you're not looking at a band video. It's just on the URL, band.video.com. Or not .com, just band.video. In fact, we have a lot to talk about in this hour as far as we're all concerned. And Chris Ann Hall joins us today, too. I have Ben McClintock from DefendingUtah.org. Love these guys because if you just want to just cut straight to the truth, you just ask Ben. So, Ben, how are you?
Great to be with you again.
So glad. Okay, so tell me what happened. You know, you got to watch your kids and your wallets when the legislature's in. Man. I know.
That's sick. That's for sure.
Yeah. And so tell us what happened on the mask, on all kinds of things that everybody was kind of waiting for them to, you know, I don't know, cast. Usually what they're doing is taking away our liberty in droves by making a name for themselves and putting up more bills than ever. How many bills this time around?
We're looking at another over 1,000 bills again this year. And
did they ever stop? Okay. they don't. Only a small portion of these are going to be to end the monstrosities in government. All the rest are to basically take away more of our liberty in one way or another. So tell us a little bit. Well, give us a wrap up.
Yeah. So we've got the mask bill that you mentioned, SJR3, which is sponsored by Buckshot member and sponsor of the atrocity of SB 54. This bill was supposed to get rid of the mask mandate in the schools, and especially in Salt Lake County with Angela Dunn. And they had a line in there at the very end that said that this was to prevent any future. It says to prospectively terminate any public health order of constraint. And they had to strike that out to be able to get the Senate to pass it. The issue that we have with this bill right now is that there's no floor sponsor in the House. And so even though it passed 22-5 in the Senate, mm-hmm. it has now gone to the House with no sponsor there. So, we need to get some folks in the House to, just at least move us in at least somewhat. There's nothing like, there's no poison pill in it that makes it worse than we already are. So that's at least there's that.
Oh my gosh, that's what we have to applaud. I mean, it's just so weird, isn't it? I'm like, wow. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, it's just frightening.
And so, sometimes they do this where they know it'll make a name for themselves, but they also know that it won't go anywhere. Hmm. And so perhaps that's the case here because we don't have a House sponsor. They couldn't find a single sponsor in the entire House of Representatives to say, yes, I will put this on the floor. And usually, but they can always suspend the rules because they're, animals are more equal than others. So they can suspend the rules. But generally speaking, if there's no sponsor, it can't go to the floor of the House. We'll see how that goes. We'll be following that.
Okay. What else?
Then we have SB 88, mm-hmm. which is the digital driver's license amendments. This caused a lot of uproar where they were making a digital ID for the people of Utah. This is sponsored by Senator Lincoln Fillmore. And what this bill does is makes the pilot program that is going on now permanent. So with everybody upset about what the digital ID does in the state of Utah and its potential for what it could do, they're saying, you know what, we don't care. We're going to make this permanent unless we get everybody on the ball.
This is the digital vaccine info, really, at the end of the day, combined with your driver's license, combined with your banking, combined with everything, really. Uncle Milton? Hey,
was there any way they could have done that faster?
Is there any way they could have done that faster? Gosh. Doesn't it seem like that, though? And so Lincoln Fillmore, what a disappointment he's been in so many areas. Yeah. I mean, the guy's a cad. But we're looking at making this permanent. So when we warned that that's what they were going to do, and everyone went, no, why would they? They're just trying it out. I can't believe people believe that. But here we go with let's make it permanent. And then, of course, it'll become this is the only thing we're going to offer you. Right.
Right. Exactly. And it's a complete violation of the Fifth Amendment that says that you can't have the government search your stuff without a warrant.
Does Lincoln Fillmore know that? Maybe not.
Have they ever heard of the Constitution?
Wow.
But this makes it so now you have to give them your unlocked phone. And now they have all complete access to everything that they want to look at on your phone. With, have you been texting while driving? Well, that's none of their business without a warrant. So this opens up all kinds of problems beyond just that. But yes, all the things you mentioned as well. This is really bad. Lincoln Fillmore, SB 88.
Republican. This is Republican.
Of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, everything's done by the majority. We realize that, right? Because the minority can't do anything. So the majority. Okay,
exactly. The Democrats we know are bad. And the majority, if they want to get it passed, they'll say, oh, this is crazy. It's by a Democrat. And then a Republican the following year will introduce the same thing.
It's extraordinary. And so Lincoln Fillmore, that little cad, I really do hope people will email him and let him know about how you feel about having this ID, because who was on board? Harman's. Please don't shop at Harman's. Please stop shopping at Harman's. Harman's was the first sponsor of it, and Utah, the first state in the nation that can't wait to do it. This is so crazy. We're supposed to be a conservative state, Ben.
Uncle, the people are. Our legislators... Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Yeah, Uncle Milty?
Is there any legislation being moved that you know of that forces us to make Chinese our second language?
In 2011, Governor Herbert brought in with Hillary Clinton all of the Chinese provincial governors to negotiate safe places in the United States. So it's, it wouldn't be far off.
So we do have some people trying to fight Lincoln Fillmore, Republican, on this, right? Like, we do have people in the party that are trying to fight him, right? They're not all aboard the let's go into the digital train, combine it with a driver's license, right?
Grassroots, of course, but in the legislature, I haven't seen much opposition. We have a couple of legislators that Phil Lyman and a guy up in Logan, Peterson, I think his name is. They did a podcast that the Salt Lake Tribune castigated them on because they were calling it a, you know, part of a UN plot, which, you know, it is a part of Agenda 21, which I applaud them for, but with a caveat, because it was I just lost it.
Lyman,
the Southern Utah representative, Phil Lyman, said he voted for it when it happened the first time. So when they vote for it and then criticize it, I'm a little bit, you know, suspicious of the opposition. It makes me, you know, wonder how sincere they are.
Okay. Well, he was calling out the fact that when you ask for a grammar request, Dee Dee Henderson will send threatening people to your doorstep. So that's good. And I feel like we only have a few in the corner of liberty, which is really sad. And I'm hoping that that the ones down here that love to lick the boots, I'm hoping that they realize that they will not be elected if they put this program as a permanent program, because we'll be talking about it all the time on the show and how dangerous this is. And so hopefully we'll blast Lincoln Fillmore out of the water on his little proposal of, yay, 2030, here we come, and even quicker, right? Good heavens. Yep. What is wrong with these people? They're so ignorant. And so what else? What else you got?
One more. Yeah, HB 60. Okay. A lot of people have thought that this is going to be a great thing, but I want to bring up some points that are really concerning to us, because we need to always make sure, hey, is there a poison pill in this, you know, fantastic
dessert? There usually always is. You're right. Go ahead.
So we go to lines 116 to line 119 of HB 60. It says a government entity may not refuse, right? They can't force you to get a vaccine unless while it's an experimental vaccine. And so meaning as long as it's not experimental, they can then make it mandatory.
I have no words. Just have no words. We all know how fraudulent the FDA is, and it's just sickening. It's sickening. And you're right. You're right to point that out. Yep. That's exactly
and so, the plan. You know, these vaccines will not be in the experimental phase forever. They're probably not very much longer. And so as soon as that's done, then the government, then these schools, because right now it even says currently, even while it's in this experimental stage, it says that the section prohibiting this vaccine passport doesn't apply to colleges, to all of the universities, even the government-funded ones. This is lines 121. It doesn't apply to a school or child care program if the vaccination requirement is implemented in accordance with state and federal law.
Right.
So as long as the feds have a law that say it's okay, then they can do it. A licensed nursing home can't do it. And and then we go to lines 145. A government entity may not require the passport that is authorized for use under any emergency use authorization. So same thing again. Mm-hmm. And then it repeats it. We have lines 167, where a vaccination requirement by school, if the vaccination requirement is implemented in accordance with federal regulation again. And so they just as long as these things are not an emergency use authorization, which we see again in lines 191 and 192, if they're an emergency use authorization, they can't do the vaccine passport. But as soon as it becomes fully approved, vaccine passport, here you come.
This makes me sick. You have an event coming up. Can you want to talk about that real quick? Got 40 seconds.
So we've got event every first Friday in of the month. Just go to defendingutah.org, sign up for email list to get notifications. But also want to encourage people to go to Defending Utah. Right now we have a free online Liberty Boot Camp. Nice. Just click on the Learn tab and sign up for it. This is a boot camp to help you understand the Constitution on a fundamental level without having to memorize all of, you know, every section and then the threats to it. And so encourage people to take that free Liberty Boot Camp at defendingutah.org.
You're awesome. We'll have you back next week and really appreciate you. Thank you, Ben. Really appreciate
thank
it. Defendingutah.org. You know I love these guys. You know I love these guys. Yep. And be right back. Go and sign up. Sign up for their camp, of course. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Dearly beloved,
thing called life. Electric word life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never ending happiness.
This is Prince. You know, I was listening to this song, and here we are to get through this thing called life. Man, is that true? Good heavens. It's probably why you're listening today. How do you get through all of this? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I was on Alex Jones Live earlier, and so you can catch that by going to band.video and checking out the video as soon as they pop that up in the next few hours. Also, I just wanted to mention... garage doors only. Your ads are hysterical. I love them. And makes me laugh every time I hear it. And I also just love that you guys signed up right away to be able to have the petitions at your business on Bluff Street so that people could go in and they could sign the petitions for putting us back to hand counting the ballots against the election fraud. And our governor has just been really busy writing op-ed pieces that say that you don't need to worry yourself with election fraud because they got it all buttoned up and it's perfect. And if you believe that, I do have oceanfront property to sell you in the state of Utah. And so I wanted to make sure that you realize you can go to Garage Doors Only and sign that petition. And then also just wanted to say, so big shout out to them for doing that. I mean, I love this. And up in Cedar City, it would be, I think it's Mountain View Towing. Did I get that right, or did I botch that one again? I'm so sorry. You guys are doing awesome up there, and love the businesses that will say, yes, please come. And garage doors only, you can get a great garage door. So, I mean, my gosh, could you get better customer service? You won't get that at the big box stores. We're going to be into the national show in just a little bit here, and Chris Ann Hall will join us, and I do have some great clips to play and some things to talk about. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about today, don't we?
Yep.
Good heavens. Did you know they ran out of U-Haul moving trucks?
California.
They literally ran out of U-Haul trucks. People are trying to escape California in droves.
You know, if you live in a state where those people are going, you can make good money driving those trucks back to California.
Right.
So they can get used again.
No, it's so true because the demand. But let me just tell you something. I'm from California, so I can say this, right? You know how you have to be kind of, you know, in that situation. I can say this. Please do not California our Utah. It's already been Californian enough. Sometimes I can't tell the difference between our state and yours. If you come here, please invest some time into learning, education, and understand that we do not want you running for office or voting here unless you understand what Utah politics is supposed to be about, because even the people that live here don't know what it's supposed to be about. So we keep electing these people like Lincoln Fillmore, who's awful. Can you get more awful? He wants to make sure that you have a driver's license tied to your vaccine information or you don't get a life. He wants to make that permanent. Through legislation.
That way, when they say your papers, please, they get them all.
They do. In fact, it's not papers, please. It's digital ID, please.
Yep.
And everything is on there. How disgusting can
everything.
You guys get? This is awful. We need to make me be able to fight against this in our state. This is our local Utah hour. If you want to sound off about that, you can call up and let me know and, you know, let us know how you feel about this. But Harman signing on the second it came out and being the biggest sponsor of the first state in the union to want to do this permanently. I can say for a fact, if you shop at Harman's, you're shoring them up. And I would ask that you please don't do that. I would ask that you please stop supporting businesses that are against your freedom and liberty. And Harman's is a great place to start. There's lots of grocery stores that can take their place.
Yep.
I promise. They are a big chain in Utah, and it disgusts me when I see a parking lot that's full of people at Harman's bolstering up their business. I can tell you that.
And they're expensive.
Yeah, they're very expensive. Yeah. They're way above and beyond. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kate. This is Keith.
Ah, Keith Kelsch. How are you?
Great.
Excellent.
Great.
Tell me about your event that you're doing.
We are doing an event. It's called Local Commonwealth. You can go to localcommonwealth.com. And while everyone's listening to the next shoe to drop, we're trying to show this is the light that's going to be a shining light for people to get hope. And it's just a way to organize.
Nice.
Goes back way back in history to the Junto group, to Benjamin Franklin, utilizing concepts with the Iroquois Five Nation Confederacy.
Nice.
We are basically the first ever decentralized business networking organization ever created in the world.
Wow, that's a task. Holy cow. So this local Commonwealth, how do people become a part of this?
We are having an event. It's going to be the Electric Theater next Thursday, January 27th.
In a week.
From 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of food. It's free.
Nice.
A grab bag. And we have some wonderful speakers that are basically people within the community.
Oh, I love this.
They're going to be speaking and talking.
Perfect. So this is January 27th. Is it 6 to 8?
Yeah, 6 to 8. We'll probably go to 6 to 9 for a lot of lingers that want to linger a little
usually
longer.
Usually always does, right? This is Electric Theater, 68 East Tabernacle in St. George, right?
Correct. Yes,
excellent.
That's the event that we're going to have on.
I love to have
people come. There's only a limited number of seats.
Okay.
So they need to register as quick as they can at localcommonwealth.com.
Okay.
Each individual person needs to register themselves.
Localcommonwealth.com. I'll put this information on show notes for people. So localcommonwealth.com. And that is the evening, Thursday evening, January 27th. Food, swag bags, speakers, all kinds of things. And this is a voice, vote, and value summit. I love this. This is great. I'm glad that you're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be great. Those three words are the most important words to bring people together.
Well,
we protect those three words. We protect culture and community.
Right. I love this. Okay. Hey, thank you, Keith. Really appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, great event.
Yep.
Love it. All right. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Caller. Hi. You are live.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, let me kill this background then.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I think you're one of the most incisive broadcasters in the media today.
Well, thank you.
I enjoy every bit of what you're doing. Now, specifically, I'll stop patting you on the back and say that your idea of a targeted boycott of a specific business is verging upon what I think could be a successful, very focused national boycott, roving boycott, to where people who are passive in the shadows could get involved by simply pocketbook economics.
Okay.
They don't need to participate per se. They wouldn't need to really, carry a sign or, whatever. Just don't spend the money on these places with these other folks, okay? And I think that would be an effective move, and I think you're onto that.
Ah, thank you. I agree with you, because we have to identify these people that are complete traitors to your own liberty because they're shoring it up with dollars. So hit them where the pocketbook hurts then, and call these legislators that are doing these things, like Lincoln Fillmore here in Utah, and I'm sure they're everywhere. So wherever state you're calling from, I'm sure that they are there too, right? Oh, there you go.
Hawaii.
See, Hawaii got your own basket of issues.
And trust me, I'm in a land of water balloon economic targets. But more importantly, I think the idea of people saying they're like, hey, I'm not, I can make an effort here, and like-minded people like myself, like a bulletin board, let's say. Okay, and not focused on one to the exclusion of others, and let them all feel that, this searchlight could turn upon you.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Call more. I like it.
Very well.
Thank you. Really appreciate you.
You know the irony of this?
Yeah.
if a totalitarian communist government actually ended up in place in this country, uh-huh. Harmons wouldn't exist because there'd be government grocery stores.
Speaking of government grocery store, Walmart. They are a proud connoisseur of the government. I was in there the other day, unfortunately, because I'm going to stop shopping there. And I noticed something very interesting in the bread aisle. And it's interesting that it's bread we're talking about. But there was a curious removal of most every single brand except Cheap White and Cheap Wheat Bread. It kind of reminded me of a friend I had back in 89. I was actually on a mission for my church and I was serving with her, and she was from Poland. And she was telling me how they had white and wheat bread and that was about it. And she walked into our grocery store there in, I was in the state of Washington, and she got on the floor and cried because we had so many kinds of breads. And the interesting part about Walmart is they're removing all the healthy breads. They are. They're kind of on this thing where they start to remove, and you don't really notice it because you just think they're out of it. But then there's so much room allotted for white bread and wheat bread, the cheapest stuff you can buy, basically cardboard, shredded cardboard, mm-hmm. sliced into a loaf, right? The good brands? Not there. Interesting. Good little Walmart. Good little government patron Walmart who takes a lot of federal money and loves being the grocery store that got to stay open in 2020.
You know, we talked about that a couple, three, 4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Where we started noticing that when you go in there, mm-hmm. like their brand is the
yeah,
predominant.
Great value, everything.
Yeah, everything is one brand.
Right? And so they are shifting away and they're just saying, hey, basically you get this option. And yep. while you're here, and we got you in here because you think you're just going to be paying low prices, we also got you in here and you don't realize that you're going to be really confined to one choice.
Yep.
Hi, socialism. That's really where we're at. Other countries have tried this, and then they used to come to America to get all the brands and all the choices. But no, little good pat themselves on the head. Walmart government loves to pat them on the head. They are good soldiers to the government, and turning our biggest store chain into a little socialist regime is what they're doing. In fact, they've ousted a lot of brands. And how do I know this? Because I'm a wife and a mom. I spend a lot of time at the grocery stores, yep. and I can tell you that not only are you going to pay $200 for a quarter of a cart filled, but you are also not going to get hardly any choices anymore, and they really are getting rid of choices. Go and watch. I've watched it over the years, my cereal box getting smaller, of course. Now it's like Barbie size. And I'll tell you something, it's a hard thing to watch Walmart go in the gutter. It really is. And I, you know, a lot of people, they go, you know, Walmart, you know, I get it, trust me. But at the same time, this is the biggest chain in America, and it's a reflection of an old world European country. This is not good. This is not good.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay. So we'll come right back. And by the way, Brian Artis and Investigator Dave on Are We Going to War with Russia? He says, probably not. It might be a little kerfuffle, but we probably won't be much involved, by the way, in that. And it'll be whether Ukraine is worth it to take over or not. And that should prove to be very interesting. But they're always going to beat the war drum because that's really the only other card they have to play right now. They either play we're in a plague, that game, or they play we're going into a war any second, so be very, very afraid game. So you got two games. They're both going on. Yep, nothing's changed in America. Be right back, Kate Daly Show. There you go.
Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. Liberals have their own dictionary. According to them, if someone wants money they have not earned, that's need. If you want to keep the money you have earned, that's greed. And when politicians arrange your transfer, it's compassion. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Baby, this song. What a throwback, right? Nowhere to Run. It's on my playlist, actually, in my car. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I did the Alex Jones Show earlier. You can check that out on band.video later today. I talked about how to stop the brainwashing. And there's been so many cool guests lately and so many different ways we've been talking about that. And just wanted to shed more light on it. It's important. It's important because I think everybody, why do we listen to talk radio? Everybody wants to know what to do. You know, what is our situation? What's the truth behind the propaganda? And then what do we do about it? Well, I think Pat Wood was onto something from technocracy.news when he said, you have to unwind the propaganda because the propaganda got us here.
Yep.
He's right. And, you know, Robert Malone was right when he said we are hyper-focused on COVID. So you got to give them a bigger focus. And the bigger focus is, what's at stake? Our liberty, right? And our kids. They do worry about the children.
Yes.
Okay, so you give them something bigger to focus on, and we start to unwind the
fear.
Propaganda. Yeah, the fear, because the fear comes from the propaganda.
That's it.
And they're really good at it. And it's every day now. We've noticed a big shift from 2012. There's a reason for that. Smith-Mundt Act got re-upped. And ever since then, you've noticed it on steroids. I was laughing with Uncle Milty earlier because I'm not kidding when I say this. So Russia, I read Russian news and Ukrainian news because you want to know boots on the ground what's actually going on. And it was so funny. This one woman decided that she was going to help Ukraine, and she's kind of she's married to a popular figure over there. And so they actually on their news wrote out a piece about the fact that if they would just change the language to Ukrainian during sex between the sheets, then they could instill the importance. I'm not kidding. The importance of the Ukraine again. They could stop people from mostly talking in Russian. And they figured that if they did that, that would certainly help. And that Ukrainian language is sexy. And I just was laughing because I thought, you've got to be kidding.
Well, you might be laughing, but I, at one time in my life, had a Ukrainian porn addiction.
Oh, my gosh. Can you even imagine this? Oh, your turnips are delicious. Your plow is in the field. I mean, can you even imagine this? And so I was just dying laughing because she literally was urging people to do this as her. This is how people on the ground are so concerned about what's going on. These are the articles they're talking about. I mean, it's a mess. The whole thing.
The reality of what she was saying, though, is we need to maintain our culture.
Yes, yes, yes. We need to maintain our culture. The only way she thought she could do this was at night. But I just thought, come on, are we really? Is that the biggest fish they have to fry? I guess so. Anyway, I just thought it was funny. And the headlines, the crazy, okay, you guys, they couldn't come out with the fifth dose. You guys get this, right? They could not come out with the fifth dose. They can't come out with a fifth booster. It looks too bad. So this is now called the Omicron shot. They're coming out within a month. It's specifically for the moronic variant that has no test.
Yeah, pretty moronic.
It's you have a shot for it, but no test for it. What does that tell you? Something's wrong with this story?
Yeah.
I think so. So, yeah, we have a couple of things pretty wrong with what's going on.
Well, it really makes you wonder how many shots it takes to accomplish their goal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Well, right. Obviously one didn't do it.
The second one, that didn't do it.
No.
Then they had the third.
And they called it a booster, but it really was just another shot.
And then there's the fourth one, and then Israel's going, yeah, but we still are getting sick. You know, there is a wonderful 4-minute clip from Dr. David Martin on this. And let me just say that Dr. David Martin clip is, well, it's about as good as you can get. Because what it's really talking about is, wait a second here. this was started. And if we can get people to see the big plan that this was messed with and gain of functioned clear back 15 years ago, 20 years ago, then you can get people to start to see the big picture too, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me play this 4-minute clip. This is actually really, really good. Here we go.
Coronavirus.
Whoops.
Research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. In either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus, you cannot measure it, you cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush? Let's keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. That funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended. The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop. And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot in 2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff that sounds like it's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straightway? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations to make it look like you're funding a U.S. operation, which then subcontracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. could say, China did it. China could say, the U.S. did it. And the cool thing is, both of them are almost telling the truth.
Yeah. Great clip, right? And Economic Alliance is when they offshored it and were able to do what they were doing to it.
Yeah. To be succinct, Fauci killed the 800,000 people in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're only dying in ICUs. Just wanted to add that. They're only dying in ICUs. That's not a plague. That's intentional.
Yep.
So very interesting, isn't it? Economic Alliance was where they offshored it. And I wish people would really digest that. And I mean, really digest it. Here we have this Oh, I don't know. I think we get so focused. And Robert Malone was right on that. We're hyper-focused on only from 2020, never looking at any other year or what led up to it or the fact that this week is the anniversary of the manufacturing of the vaccine, for which we didn't even name yet.
There is some good news there.
Or the shot.
Mm-hmm. They were afraid enough of the law to offshore it.
Yes.
That's the good news.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a good news.
Yeah.
Thank you
is.
For that. Thanks for pointing that out. You're right. You're right about that. You're right once. Just kidding. I love Uncle Milty. There is good news in this, really and truly. That means, our Constitution's still at play. When they have to hide everything, the Constitution's still at play. The thing that got me worried is when they didn't hide the fraudulent election, they're not afraid. And that's the sad part, is that I'm looking at, wait a second, now they still have stuff to hide. That means our Constitution is still in play. But they're getting to the point where they're about to erase it because they're willing to perpetrate a fraud that big.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I think they were also counting on that legislation that didn't pass.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was looking at the infrastructure bill and wow, there's so much in that thing. There is so much in that bill.
Does any of it have anything to do with infrastructure?
I don't know, but I just wish they'd rename Amtrak government.
Train?
Government train. I think they should just put government train, just like they should just rename every school, just give it a number and just say government school with the appropriate number. I'm serious. Why don't we just start calling things for what they are?
You know, when I was growing up in New York State, the schools were numbered.
Were they really?
I went to public school number 31.
Oh my gosh. Can we go back to that, please? Because for some reason, naming them seems to, it gives people a false illusion. But Amtrak is so overtaken now by the government. They really have ceased to be their own organization for a long time. But a lot of the funding goes to Amtrak. It's really amazing. And a lot of funding to situations with our cars, our vehicles, controlling our vehicles. So much there.
But isn't it nice that people all over the country pay for the people on the East Coast that ride the train?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. If you go through that bill, just look at all the headings. If you don't want to read a bill, because the politicians don't either, they didn't read it either. But if you really want to just look at the headings, are scary enough to know where we're putting funding and where they're going and how they're trying to solidify Agenda 2030 quickly. Quickly. Yesterday, we talked about the Great Reset in education. Where they're headed is a global classroom. So your kids go off to your numbered school, a government school, and then they're in a global classroom online. That's like the last 3 years right now of their plan to cement that. I mean, there's lots of well-laid plans, but...
You know, a lot of people are worried about electric cars.
Uh-huh.
Their plan is not to get us in electric cars. Their plan is to get us in electric bicycles and scooters.
It's so true. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And much more into the control of vehicles and trucks in particular and all kinds of devices to maybe, I don't know, stop your car when they want. Absolutely sell it to you for safety.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't everything... I feel so safe now, don't you? We should be the safest people in the world.
Safe and hungry.
Safe and hungry. You'll have nothing and you'll be happy. You'll be safe. You'll have nothing, but you'll be happy. I don't think we could be happy having nothing and being told we're safe all the time, but we're also told to fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something's a little wrong with that. All right. So, I always think it's funny when the same tools that have been there forever, the 40-year, like Biden-esque, Pelosi, Schumer, all these windbags, when they say that they're the reason that they should be in office is because they do such an amazing job, yet we have so much to fear because every boogeyman's coming to get us. So, really, they haven't done their job, based on their own words, of course, right?
Yep, exactly.
I don't know. Just odd. Anyway, but we continue to believe. I'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, so don't go anywhere. You're always going to want to hear Chris Ann Hall, aren't you? Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney.